villain news envenomed by pop culture, sci-fi, horror, occult, mythology, fantasy.
All right, Mr. Creepshow and I, JBM, in-depth discussion of Among the Shadows.
This was released finally on video on demand in March.
Lindsay Lohan, smoking hot, go on.
It's not the I Know Who Killed Me of 2000.
And she's not that hot, but go on.
Very less salacious in this. Doesn't much show off the body. I don't even think she much even shows up on set, really.
But anyway.
Because there's a lot of green screen with her, and it felt like she was like.
But anyways, the whole thing's about werewolves and vampires and the whole vendetta.
What was it?
It was.
It but felt like a cheap Giallo.
There was a plot
Giallo.
Twist. There was a spoilers. Spoiler alert.
So Lindsay Lohan gets the eminent and credit at the end of like the whole credit roll of the opening and everything.
And Lindsay Lohan.
She's doing this news broadcast. She plays.
She'll steal your necklace.
So.
And Lindsay Lohan.
She was the. She's what TMZ was built off of, her shenanigans.
If it wasn't for
antics.
Lindsay Lohan, there wouldn't be any TMZ.
He's getting really deep.
If there wasn't Lindsay Lohan stealing right necklaces, there wouldn't be any TMZ.
He's chronicling it. Just listen to them. This kid, he knows what he's talking about.
Words.
He grew up in the area.
It's true words.
And so.
Scene one's a cemetery, and it's basically.
Every scene's a cemetery.
The guy got killed. It was really. We find out that it's her uncle or some bullshit. But
no. The whole impetus is this, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a hitman, but it's disguised as a mugging. Of this guy.
Which is bullshit. He was
but
like,
they're
yeah,
both werewolves.
He's like, give me your wallet and all this bullshit and put it on the car, and it was bullshit.
But he meant to just assassinate him.
With silver bullets, because he was a fucking werewolf. Or
he's
vampire.
A political figure, yes. And this is the future, too. It happens to be 2022.
So his political and financial means of why he was assassinated.
But this... It's also worthy of noting that this was filmed in 2015, 2016, a few years ago, and it took several years to get distribution.
It was in production hell.
Post-production.
We got to say that. It was rated 2 out of 10 on what, IDBM or whatever.
The people who've seen it were as pissed off as us. Yes.
This movie's terrible, but let's keep going.
Oh, come on. Don't. Give it a final grade within the first few minutes.
The only thing that keeps you going is looking at Lindsay.
But you dissed her the whole time because she's aged.
She was ugly.
She's aged.
They didn't film her from her right side. She's only attractive on her right side.
I mean, Chardonnay is ugly when it goes down the throat. It's like
Lindsay
wine
did
ages.
Not age like fine wine.
Which is why she doesn't get the roles, and she's in this international
horrible horror movie. Okay,
next scene. We didn't even go to the first scene. What are you talking about?
The next scene.
Yeah,
the guy was killed. Silver bullets. He's a werewolf. Some bullshit.
One silver bullet. It takes one silver bullet to kill a werewolf. Okay.
Right in the right spot.
They got the right spot, apparently. And it jumps over to this graveyard scene, and it has this underworld vibe of lichens versus werewolves, and we catch up with this pack of werewolves.
There's
and
this hot chick, the hot main actress, and you think she's Megan Rain.
And so leave it to Elman to drop the porn name in this, and as our senile dog walks around, you hear all that clicking. It's just the interference of a 15-year-old dog who's like, I need to drink toilet bowl water and eat. And that's all he thinks about.
Anyways, back to the review.
Yeah, back to the graveyard scene. Okay, it's like an ethereal effect of cerulean light where it's similar to Unsolved Mysteries, the Lifetime reenactments in the later years where basically Robert...
Same grip service.
Robert Stack was on his deathbed given these reenactments. He didn't even show up on location in those cheap reenactments.
They green-screened his body.
Yeah, so it's a pack of, like, ravaging werewolves, and they run up on some joggers, and they target the... This has, like, no significance. Zero significance.
Okay, let's say it this way. It was a lot of filler of, like, just... Here's the problem with this movie, is they showed the werewolves or the vampires as, like, half zombies, too. So it was a zombie-like mentality when they kill people. So you couldn't get into it, and it was a camera feel that you couldn't feel. It was retarded. Yeah. So
I like how it was a secret. It was kind of like arcane in terms of them, like
sure arcane.
In terms of them being surreptitious about being werewolves and vampires, even though it was pretty clear and conspicuous to identify a werewolf because they had cataract eyes.
But.
Like our 15-year-old senile dog.
It wasn't clear because they showed that their depiction of what a werewolf or a vampire was freaking half zombie-like. So you didn't know whether this one was the werewolf. You didn't know whether this one was until they had the fangs out. It didn't make any sense, dude.
So, yeah, this pack of like feral werewolves. Like
Lindsay Lohan was washed up. And she came over there, and she was washed. She was washed.
She didn't even come over there. It was like all green screen, even on the cityscape.
She was washed up short.
Her first scene.
She was like, you know what? Let me do this little low budget B movie.
Her cocaine wouldn't pass customs through international lines, so she's like, just film me in the studio.
Her stolen necklace and her cocaine wouldn't pass customs. She was like, you know what? I better do this movie, this shitty movie, so I can
in one room with studio,
so I can pay off bail.
And
anyways, what next scene?
And so it was like a political type of assassination, and they introduced Lindsay Lohan, where she meets up with our main lead character, the private investigator, which is another woman who actually happens to be the niece of this guy who got killed in the beginning.
Yeah, it's like some kind of family connection, and you're like, yeah, it's kind of boring, but I kind of get it, and you're like, I don't really give a shit.
And they're on this rooftop where it's like this cityscape in the background, and El Midge mentions it first, like, this looks like a total green screen, like Lindsay's popping out of it with her Botox.
I can tell a green screen from 5 miles away, dude. I got 20/20 vision.
The contour.
I was at the ophthalmologist last week. Listen.
No, you weren't.
It's a green screen.
You go to the Walmart ophthalmologist where you get
this
like $20 pair of glasses.
This movie is so low budget that they have a green screen every 2 seconds, and it's pathetic and it's very sad and personal.
That's a bit of a discredit because they do a lot of on location of the actual.
That's the only thing they got going for them.
European architecture.
That's the only thing they got going for them is they filmed it amongst stuff that stands from history, from built back in the day.
It was a walk among the tombstones.
The Roman Colosseum and all that. You know, next scene.
This scene. And so she talks to the investigator. She's like, okay, I got to figure out. I'm
is
so
that
concerned.
After she has sex with him?
She tosses her like a hunk of money, like classic noir. Like, you know, I'm a vampire and I know you're a werewolf, but like,
bribery.
I need you.
Bribery.
She's stirring up
the pot.
This plot. No, you got to add an L there. It's a plot.
No. She's stirring the pot like a cauldron, like a witch.
No, we're talking. Like zombie werewolves here with cataracts.
That's my point. It doesn't make any sense, and that's why you can't even get into this movie because it's like a vampire and a wolf mixed with zombie.
Yeah,
and it breaks your heart.
So the investigator, who's Christy Wolf, who's a secretive werewolf, but her last name is Wolf, and she's like Lindsay Lohan's like, okay, let's set the beef aside. Yeah, I'm a vampire, you're a werewolf, but I need you to investigate
this. You talking about the Italian chick?
It's turning business here. You think they're attacked? They kind of pat. I like how they're like in Europe, and they all like choke on their English and really struggle with the Argo, but that's what they choose to speak is English. And no, they even start doing telepathy early on, remember? It's this parlay back and forth.
We're going to get into telepathy, but you didn't answer me. Are we talking about the Italian chick that's hot?
Okay.
The one looks like Megan Rain.
Yeah, the one who looks like Megan Rain, who's actually...
So they start doing telepathy.
Her name is actually Charlotte Beckett. Okay,
so the vampire and the wolf clan meet, the heads, and they're freaking arguing about beefing.
They're button heads.
Yeah, they're button heads. And with butt plugs.
Did we mention this is the fucking...
And hold on.
And 2022. And Europe is under a total federation of states.
And she's like, you know what? I don't believe you. And she's like, I don't believe you. And the rest of the movie's going to drag on.
Yeah, they try to build this like underworld theme of the lycans versus the vampires. With
even though Kate. She's not as hot as Kate Beckinsale, so
it doesn't even try to be.
You can't hold it up.
They're like, okay, your best asset is your Botox face. Like, you know, put so much money in
they're
it.
Like, you
so
know what? They're like, you're not Kate Beckinsale, so let's just make sure the vampires act like zombies.
And she's pretty normal throughout the whole movie. Like, she doesn't
describe normal, JBM.
As in, she doesn't like exert her vampire qualities and like show her fangs.
That's like
she's not using action.
That's one of the plot twists. Is the one chick didn't even know the
why are you going to plot twists like this early when we're
because that's very early on. You got to notice that freaking that the one chick.
Oh, it's a plot twist. The Megan Rain chick.
Yeah,
we're just getting into the.
She doesn't know she's like of a vampire or wolf blood. And the other chick is retarded and like she doesn't know what they do know. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. This whole time you watch this movie, you're left wondering and it's just filler and drama. And you're like,
no, she sets off this Christy Wolf private investigator world.
Your cousin Christy. Okay, yeah.
And so she's trying to investigate the murder of this dude and she just starts ravaging and like biting dudes' heads off in the alley.
Okay, yeah. Here's the what JBM is saying is this filler of all throughout the movie of nothing but her like killing people and having sex with people and then drinking, filler of her drinking, invoking spirits and taking the spirits in.
There's no investigative work going on.
There's no plot being advanced because you're watching a whole bunch of filler, son.
And we're meant to believe that there's a lot of like political clout to this, where there's
like hey, it's
huge Lindsay, ramifications.
Yeah, like Lindsay Lohan's running for office. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, she's like the spokes.
Yeah, that thief.
Her husband's running for the presidency.
Yeah.
And yeah, so she's trying to like
pretty irrelevant though.
Understand all this shit and. Meanwhile, the chick that she hired, her investigative work, she doesn't know what side the guy who died, her uncle, she grew up with this guy who died in the beginning. So she has a personal connection.
Yeah, they used to ride horses.
Yeah, he like got down on one knee and he said like chummy things to her and he like looked her right in the eye.
He looked right in the eye like most people do not do. And was
like
hey,
this is a locket. Keep it.
He was like, you know what? Write in your diary every day. And God bless you.
And she still is like confused, like of which side he's on, and if she actually made some inquiries instead of like fucking all these dudes and biting their heads off, she would like.
But the guy, the dad or the uncle, whatever, he did hide the fact that he was of a wolf blood or a vampire blood. He did hide it,
but they have cataract eyes. That's why it's so stupid.
But they got cataract eyes.
They're glowing.
They got cataract eyes.
You meant to think that like the vampires and werewolves are running all this shit and it persists for the first 40 minutes and they just kind of drop it. Like the cataracts stop glowing and
this
shit.
Movie just makes you want to watch Underworld, the real one.
No, it makes you want to watch Beckinsale. I Know Who Killed Me, where it's the strip scenes.
Kate Beckinsale.
I talked you into buying it when the Hollywood Video
Kate
went out.
Kate Beckinsale
of
is hotter than Lindsay Lohan, for the record. Audio recording and all the AI and the NSA listening, FBI. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah. So there's another cemetery scene during the day. Lindsay Lohan actually shows up on set for like the 2 days that she was probably there. It's like the first time she's not on a green screen, and this is where they end up in the mausoleum, right? She meets up with her to like get an update on the investigation.
That's where
like,
the buried. That's where the dead are buried. That's where the dead are buried. Mausoleum going.
Yeah, they show she's actually looking hot with the glasses and the bouquet of roses.
I didn't think so. But if you got a heart on, that's okay. That's your private business.
Okay, he's gonna like
continue officially with the movie. Continue like, with the movie.
Issue his statement that she wasn't that attractive in this mausoleum scene.
One, two, mic check.
I mean, she was amongst corpses and dead bodies, so if she wasn't the hot one, then who was?
You know, death is very, you know.
Christy, the investigator, was drunk and like.
Yeah, not paying attention.
Being like, savage as hell.
It was a filler scene. It was a filler scene.
It was a filler scene, like, when you know, it was supposed to be pivotal.
You know, it doesn't advance the plot, and it just takes up your time, and you're like, I should have been washing my clothes.
Yeah, you invented that term back in 2011 filler. When we started doing this in-depth review.
Filler.
What's to say? Filler.
Something that doesn't advance the plot, and they just film it just to add 5 minutes to the movie.
They're like, Lindsay, you showed up, huh?
How much makeup though? Did your artist put on?
They're like, okay, if I'm going to be there in person, I need my own personal makeup artist. Okay, I need my own personal cocaine dealer.
I want three lines a day. Anyways, all right, advance the plot.
When the rise of the internet and like.
He's got a 90s green screen. He's got a 90s screensaver.
In terms of. Phones becoming technologically advanced and the paparazzi becoming more prevalent. TMZ, Lindsay Lohan TMZ. Was the darling of the 2000s where it was just like...
The darling.
Her fiascos were...
His quote was the darling.
Yeah, in terms of being the prominent figure in terms of...
The darling. Like
paparazzi.
Like this is Alfalfa mischief. And he's talking about the chick who does ballet. Okay. This is
Luke's darling. Oh, Luke's darling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is bullshit, dude. Advanced
he's calling
plot.
Out
advanced
my bullshit.
Plot. Advanced the plot. Our listeners don't want to hear your bullshit.
Well, Lindsay's actually telling her the details and you're like,
and you're like, she looks like Megan Rain.
And the Megan Rain chick is like, oh, spare the details. Like, even though she's been like tearing dudes' heads off.
She's been
like,
killing
yeah, we've
people
been
left
fucking
right.
This whole time.
She's been having sex. There's been sex scenes. There's been biting the throat.
And Lindsay Lohan starts talking about how she had sex with the dude. and she's like, oh, spare me the details.
Like when she talks to her therapist in private life.
And
gotcha.
And 1 hour in, they finally make a progression in the plot where the main characters realize, okay, it was a silver bullet that killed this guy. And you're like, well, no shit. Only silver bullets can kill the werewolves. Even though they've been mentioning it the whole movie.
And you're like, wait a second. I've been waiting. I've been watching the whole movie. And the girl who paid off the one or did this or who's involved in evil and who's the one behind the whole thing doesn't know that the dude was killed with silver bullets. And she just found out now. And it breaks your heart because you're like, man, this is wasting my time.
And they're all living in this deep, dark, shadow government world where they know
they're
the
living
fucking
in this,
shit
they're
of
living,
demons
they're living
and
in
shit.
The, they're living in this 2022.
So the rest of the movie?
They're living in this 2022. Like
Elmid's going to break.
Like JVM's 40 and I'm 30.
Elmid's going to break it down for the rest of the movie. He's going to tell you what scene was gay and what scene was tight. Okay, what scene was tight?
I have to think about it. Because the movie sucked that much. Hold up. Give me a second.
They did a lot of unseen locations of...
Okay, hold up.
Thought it was the Colosseum.
Oh, everything was gay, and the only thing that was tight was all the architecture and all the room, all the buildings, all the Freemason, the work, all the brickwork, the laying, the concrete, all that gorgeous.
There
was
some cathedrals.
All that stuff that was old school, the churches, all that stuff that was beautiful from preserved from time. And
they
built
melt
the
hell out of the cemeteries.
Nowadays, stuff ain't built to last. It breaks your heart. Lum boats. Look up lum boats.
How many licenses do they have to get to film for the day at the cemeteries?
I think about they have to get a license to get a license.
They had to shun.
They have to get a license to get a license.
Think about this, though.
They had to have the parking license.
They had to shun, like, all the family visitors. Like, you cannot pay your respects to the loved ones today because we got to film. Oh, you're talking
about when they rent the freaking cemetery?
They probably, like, cut it off and caution taped it off so no one can enter. And they film their scenes. They're like, you cannot pay your respect to your loved ones this day because we have to film Among the Shadows with Lindsay Lohan.
Sir, man, look, we rented the dead today. We rented out the plot. We rented out.
We
rented out your dead loved ones, and we're filming today with Lindsay Lohan.
So back off, okay?
So fuck you.
You're the guys who had to be at the fuck you point. Like, here's the borderline of F you, no trespassing.
You got the grips.
Like, we got...
You got the grips, you got the cameraman, you got the director, you got the security, and then you got the guys that are like, hey, fuck you, we're filming today.
And remember, this is like Lindsay Lohan's first day on set where she actually showed up and wasn't just like filming on green screen.
She was like, where's my cocaine?
And they're like,
It's in your trailer. It's okay.
Stay away from Lindsay. Like, no one comes back close off to Lindsay.
No autographs. And they're like, we're just here to see our loved ones. We're just going to here to see our dead grave. We're just going to here to see my dad that passed away last week. And they're like, well,
okay,
Lindsay Lohan is
maybe a little more aged, and she's not showing as much skin and stuff, ugly. But she still needs her space.
Two scenes, she's hot.
So you're going to have to wait a few hours because we're filming a very, very important scene. If you want
to pay respects to your dead loved one, we rent out the plot for a little while. We come back at 8.
Let's think about these cemeteries in Europe. No, got to be old where it's like all these people are like died 500 years ago, so there's no ancestors to pay respects.
Wait a second.
It's just a historical site.
I haven't seen a grave.
Well, if he's onto something.
What have you been to Egypt? A grave from 500 years ago?
Okay,
talking?
Europe?
I've seen 200 years ago, 100 years ago.
When we talk old in America, it's a few. It's like 100 years.
Nobody cares. Go back to the movie.
When we talk old in Europe, it's like 500 years. So we're talking
Lindsay
way
Lohan, washed up.
Way back in the elk.
Back to the Lindsay Lohan washed up plot.
Yeah, the audience just can't wait to hear more about the Lindsay Lohan washed up part. I thought she was pretty hot in different scenes. Oh, I mean, her face is melting.
He goes back
damn.
To his lust.
Where do I?
It sucked. Okay, so she paid some guy to like kill.
No,
the
remember the investigator? Yeah. She has a partner
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she screws
and this
the
guy
cop.
Starts getting. This guy starts getting. She gets wasted if she's not killing people or fucking
she's
someone. She's getting wasted,
and
her partner comes in and he acts like he's doing shit, but just
Lindsay
gets
Lohan,
wasted with her.
No, you're talking about the Italian chick, the Megan.
No, the guy, idiot, who's the Christy Wolf's partner. Remember, he starts getting wasted with her at the bar. He's
invoking spirits at the
he
bar.
He doesn't remember him getting wasted.
Look,
it was so memorable.
Look, Lindsay Lohan is the whole arbiter. She's the one. She's the main protagonist.
That's
she's,
the ending. What are you talking about?
Oh, do you know what? You know what? You know what?
No, remember?
Let me check my notes.
So the partner meets up with her and they're getting wasted at the bar and they're like, oh shit, we're on to something. And Lindsay Lohan's husband is running for the presidency and they learn about his assassination attempt.
They killed him.
And they go to leave. They don't even hire an Uber or anything. They've just been pounding shots at the bar.
No Uber driver.
And they just start pursuing him like, and just the chick's just driving. She's completely wasted. And the dude's wasted and he just starts drunk dialing it. And he goes to call ahead and he's like, what line of warning does he say? Like, keep your eyes vigilant and
you know,
shit.
You know,
just like they.
You know what's funny? No, hold up. Hold up. Go ahead.
They rip off some like basic English platitudes here because every actor who's speaking English isn't their first language. So he's like, keep your eyes peeled and we got to get these guys. And if you see anything, shoot. And so he's drunk dialing because he's fucking wasted. Like El Mid every night.
Not true. Listen.
Tell them about your homemade fermented wine.
Shut up. So this guy, the detective. No. I seen him in. I watched a movie the other day, and he spoke,
so he claims
he spoke perfect English. And now I'm watching this movie with this washed up Lindsay Lohan chick,
and he's choking on his pronunciations.
And it doesn't even make any sense because he's speaking a different language, and it just makes me laugh. And anybody out there who knows what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Comment below.
And you know how they interject with all these news, like, conferences of, like, the propaganda and shit?
You mean the,
like,
green screens?
And Lindsay keeps giving updates. She's basically like the
Sarah. She's like, hey, I'm a political idealist.
She's the spokesperson for the whole Federation of Europe.
And you're
like,
give
the
me a
Sarah
break.
Sanders
you're
of like, the U.S. And they keep interjecting with her. And during
plot, the Debbie Stabenow. She'll stab you now, stab you later.
So during this pursuit, her husband actually does get killed, remember? It wasn't that memorable or anything.
The movie sucked. Yeah, it was rated 2 out of 10.
They do have one torture porn scene, like I Know Who Killed Me, but you're like, it has no relevance.
It had nothing to do with porn, had nothing to do with sexually. It was just where they were killing somebody.
It was completely extraneous. And as it goes on,
the movie sucked as it progressed.
You get to realize that Lindsay is looking for her
you
ascendancy
to realize
for
she's,
presidency.
She's behind it all, and yeah, she's a political idealist that's used manipulation and murder and orange, through these vampires and wolves that are half zombie and retarded.
No, remember the gang of vampires and all these cataract assassins.
Yep.
We're meant to believe she stirred this all up with, like, the
her
prowess
conjuring.
Of
I do have to say, hold up.
Sir Lee Teabing from the Da Vinci Code, as in she had, like, the skill and the machinations. This was her workings to politically overthrow the whole Federation of Europe to take the top spot
as the queen.
The president. Because, hey, you know,
president's just a spokesperson.
Anyways, the patriarchy is dismantled, so
the only
what's more neutral than the president?
The only dope scene in this whole movie.
Oh, he's talking dope now. Lindsay's listening.
The only the only dope scene in this movie is where the chick is in the cemetery and she's talking to one vampire dude and she's getting the
It's tight.
She's getting the it's tight. The only tight scene is when she's getting the potion. Anybody who practices alchemy or for you know voodoo and witchcraft.
What does the potion even do?
She gets the it's to protect you from silver bullets, from my understanding. I think I paid half attention when I was watching it.
That was a smidgen of attention because you didn't pay attention to any other scene.
The point was it was real dope, but the guy that gave it to her was like, look. He was like, this ain't something we just give out, you know, us vampires or whatever. He was like, we don't just give the shit out. No. It was mercy on his part. It was a very powerful scene. And he gave her a potion of magic, you know, black magic, white magic, all the devil's power, and you're going to go to hell for it.
If you think about it, she has no real partners or allies in this. She didn't have a henchman
or
anything.
She's all alone. She's ugly. She looks like Megan Rain.
I'm talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. She's washed up. She's ugly.
She has no actual partners that she does this intrigue with, where she has intimate scenes and they actually build the shit.
It's just filler up into her face, talking about nothing.
And spouting, like, propagandizing all over the national news and shit.
Today I was running for president. Hold your bullshit, and you're like, it means nothing. You hear her talking, but it means nothing.
Okay, so there's this modicum of
Modokai.
Shut up.
Japanese
licentiousness from Lindsay towards the ending. She gets in this black leather suit where they actually show her body.
Smoking hot.
Elman missed it, but I'm here to recall it.
I paused it and always rewind it, and he bitched at me for
you're
pausing
gonna,
it.
You're going to take over the narrative, even though you didn't see it.
Continue what you're saying, sir.
He was throwing in the cheap-ass Jack's frozen pizza. Meanwhile, like, peeling the pepperonis off by accident. It was missing
pepperonis.
Because you accidentally tore it off with the plastic cellophane.
Because the chemicals of the inside the freaking pizza, inside the freaking, it stuck the freaking paper when I pulled off the pizza. Yeah, the pepper, yeah, it was a bullshit. He doesn't get it. So, Lindsay Lohan.
It's about to cut off here at 30 minutes, so we'll start a new recording at the top of this 10 seconds.
At the top of the hour.
We're reaching the culmination of this story.
We are just getting started.
Yeah, very in-depth. Now to break down the climax of Among the Shadows, the werewolf movie with Lindsay Lohan. So we're down to the final 10 minutes here.
And nothing's really happened.
Yeah, the investigator, Christy Wolf, who's hiding her wolf-like ancestry, She's on to something.
Silver bullets in her file. They finally figure it out, and it doesn't even make any sense.
As if she can't figure out who's a werewolf and who's a vampire. Their eyes are fucking glowing.
Even though she's biting them all, moving on.
And it's all about Lindsay Lohan's ascendancy to the presidency. And you're like,
yeah, we want a thief for president.
Coup is taking over? Is she the head of the vampires? No. You don't even really see any other vampires.
They don't explain nothing.
She basically is the vampire.
You know what? She is vampirism.
And even though it's like packs of wolves everywhere, she still takes over here. And in the ending, she finally dons some black lace here. They're like, okay, get sexy now, Lindsay. You're finally on set. We got you.
She was okay, but not really that hot. But go on.
I think you even missed that scene where she finally dons it and she starts.
I didn't miss a beat. I was watching it.
She's actually doing some action scenes where she's killing some people. Because it's the James Bond moment where Christy Wolf is like confronting her at the end. She's like, I know you're behind all this. And Lindsay's like, so what are you going to do? I'm already on top. I'm going to be president.
Gotcha. She's not even hot in this movie, dude.
No, once they start doing the action scenes, you could tell it's a total stunt double because she wasn't even, like, actually there on set, probably. Because
she's overweight. Hey, Lindsay, if you're watching this, you're overweight.
She gets, like, Dark Angel, like Jessica Alba from the 2000s
here.
Hey,
you keep Jessica Alba out of your mouth, dude. That's my girl.
Yeah, like, yeah. She's in an echelon of sexual relevance and reverence to him.
A sex symbol.
And
like Jessica Biel. Like Shakira. Like Fergie.
And the only thing that she does is really kill her fucking partner who comes in.
And
the dude.
And the plot doesn't advance even then, and the movie sucks. And it breaks your heart. Because you're like, I just wasted my whole fucking life.
And I don't even see what happens to the investigator, our lead character, Christy Wolf. She just gets bitch slapped by Lindsay. And that's like supposed to be like a symbol of exile because she just goes wandering off like, oh, I better leave. Like, fuck. Like, I'm going to have to come up with something to overthrow
true
her.
True story, when we were watching this, we paused it because we had to use the bathroom and this and that and do some private business.
Wow.
And then and we come
so
back.
So private, he has to detail it.
And we come back and it's just the credits. We're like, well, we thought the movie was going on. We thought it was like, we're like,
you know,
that's how retarded it was. It's like it just ended abruptly.
And they're trying to get the audience to buy back into like what? Like a sequel or something, because it was really going nowhere.
The only thing they had going for him was the chick that looked like Megan Rain. That's the only thing I kept watching.
Yeah, but she was so brutal and savage. All she was doing
and
was
and retarded like at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. Brutal, savage, and retarded at the same time.
All right. Yeah, yeah. In terms of this scene was tight and the scene was gay. Every scene was gay. Nothing was tight.
Every scene was gay. For all our old fans.
And that's just a disparagement
term. She was tight. She was gay. The only thing tight was the chick that looked like Megan Rain, and the only thing gay.
The only thing gay was all of it. The architecture and the cinematography was good. Nothing else was worthy of praise.
What he means is history is a beautiful thing, and all the people that built those cathedrals and things like that. But this film sucked. That's what he means.
Got any other final thoughts on this? Because
this is JVM and this is Mr. Creep Show and I, and we're pounding it out.
Hopefully, we'll be back for another review because.
But you never know.
Oh, we'll be back.
You never know.
Depends on what it is and everything. Thanks for watching. We're out.